Hello, hello, hello. Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Tonight is going to be a very interesting night. I've got a great mix of tunes for you. They all come highly recommended, of course, which is the name of my radio show. I'll be here from 7 till 9 p.m., and starting at 7:30, I will be joined by an anonymous Alston basement venue organizer. And we'll get to pick his brain, get the inside scoop on what it's like being behind the scenes at one of those shows. I'm really excited to, you know, get that kind of inside perspective. I've always really enjoyed the Alston basement scene, having all that DIY here in Boston. Super cool. So I'm really looking forward to it, and hopefully it will be very interesting. And he sent along a bunch of local music, mostly bands that have played at his venue. So that'll be cool too. Gotta love local music. But we're gonna start off. That last song was Vanishing Girl, and now we're going to go to Dream Girl by No Vacation. And this is not a local band, and it's not really, I don't think it's a new song either, but they're going to be playing next Thursday, the 8th? Yes, next Thursday the 8th, and I think it's gonna be a really cool concert. I only heard of them the other day when my friend was like, hey, I'm going to this concert, you should come. So here is No Vacation.
Start around crashing through.
Julia Holter with Sun Girl, released back in November of 2023. I just found her earlier this week as well, on a recommendation from a friend. So if you guys have any music to recommend to me, please just do it. You can find me on social media. You can find me on Instagram at Max Silver Hammer, but leave off the E at the end of hammer. You can email me at max@wmfo.org, or you can go to my website, max.KRATZOK.com/radio. You can't Google me. Google SEO is not on my side. But anyway, that's a different story. In this song, Julia Holter is a really interesting musician. I think that her music kind of sounds like a mix of Laurie Anderson and like Stereo Garden and Kate Bush, and it's just a really cool, you know, avant-garde sound. And she'll be playing here in Boston in May, I believe, and that also looks like it'll be a cool show. And this next song is by, it's brand new, it dropped, this album dropped yesterday, and it's really cool. This band is from Indonesia, and I'm gonna let it play. But the, oh no, sorry, they're from West Java. Oh yeah, that's in Indonesia, excuse me. They're very cool. Check them out. They are on Kikigaku Moyo's old label, Guru Guru Brain. We'll be right back. That very fun last song was Lady Pills with My Weight, the second of the local songs of the evening. Before that was Hush Club with Born in July. And yeah, Lady Pills, My Weight, very fun song, also very fun music video. I would highly recommend checking it out. And coming up, I think the rest of the show is almost entirely local music. So I hope that, you know, if you're listening on your radio and you can get this signal, good for you. I mean, I think that that's really, that's the core. Much respect for anyone listening to this on the radio, maybe in their car, driving around, doing this for you. And for everyone listening online, doing this for you too. But it's really cool to have, you know, an actual radio signal going out. Nice and, you know, analog. And so in about 7 minutes, I'm going to be joined by Ethan, our anonymous Alston Basement show venue organizer. And yeah, I think that that's about all that I've got for you guys. I definitely had something else to say. Oh yeah, if you wanted to join in on the conversation, we do have an online DJ chat. That's at wmfo.org/DJ-chat. And you can stop in there, say hi. If you have any questions, if you have anything that you would like to add to the conversation, feel free to contribute there. You can also call in at 855-915-9636. That's 855-915-WMFO. Yeah, and so coming up next, another local group, we're going to listen to Co-Pilot. It's a tight rope.
She gonna make it look so easy. The thicker danger, she said, mind your breathing. Master that before you start speaking. Are you feeling better now?
I wanna know.
Then you better start looking around them. You're fearing falling cause you're looking down. Yeah, you wanna make it to the other side. Then baby, set your eyes on it. Cause Daisy walks a tightrope. She loves taking things wide and wide. She don't gotta go slow, can keep her balance at any speed or height. So she don't even need dope, but she's smoking from time to time. Well, how you deal with life, oh? Say, baby, it's a tightrope. Yeah, baby, it's a tightrope. Keep your center low. Now let's see how far you can go. And when the wire starts to swing, did I mention that it's really just
I wanna know how.
Well, could you cut me some slack? And she said I wish it was easy
I
as that. To learn to be loose,
how.
You just need something steady. You still gotta fix your feet around. Cause Daisy walks a tightrope. She loves taking things wide and wide. Well, she don't gotta go slow. Keep a balance at any speed or height, so she don't even need dope, but she's smoking from time to time. Well, how you deal with life, bro? I said, baby, it's a tightrope. Well, how'd you make it out there? She said neither or neither. Suddenly I feel lighter. Ooh, I'm really moving now. Well, finally my heart's awake. At the other side and I just wanna stay out. But then she pulls me inside.
Baby, you know you can't live on a while. Baby, it's a tightrope.
They say put away your claws, there's no room for this. Oh no, you can't. never be too sweet. You get further with honey and the stinger of a bee. It's my like a reflex that I subconsciously train. I have goals in the darkness, but one's black and love it.
Hello, this is Mellow Max, and I am now joined by, in just a moment once the board refreshes, I am now joined by, is that mic 2 over there?
I think so.
Yes. I'm now joined by Ethan. How's it going, Ethan?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing well, you know? It's a nice night. It's always a nice night when I get to hang out here in the studio. And so, to get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, my name's Ethan. I moved to Boston like September 2022. I go to school out here for social work. And yeah, I've been a big, you know, local music fan for basically my entire life. And I had a basement in Alston, and I was like, okay, why not invite some bands to play? And then one thing led to another, and now, I mean, we've met so many people and so many bands from all over the country, and it's just been awesome.
Did you think that, I mean, you're pretty new to the area. Is this something that you thought that you'd be doing before you came to Boston, or is it like you came here and you're like, all right, let's do it?
So I went to school out in Amherst in Western Mass, and like my last semester of senior year, I had a roommate move in, and he's in a band, and he's who really got me into the local music scene. We had a shed in the back of our house that we rented out, and we threw 2 shows back there completely free, and they were so awesome. And I was moving to Boston for grad school, so I was like, because I've been to at least one basement show out here before then, and I looked specifically for a house with a basement in it. And yeah, we just, like I said, one thing led to another. I invited some bands to play, and then word got out that there was a new venue in town. So,
Yeah. And so what was that first show? Either the one in the shed or the first one in your brand new basement?
So the first one at the shed was just the upstairs district. They're from Massachusetts, Western Mass. Super, super cool guys. Love them so much. And they also played the first Wonderland show in September. So it was Guillaume, the upstairs district, Date Night, and Honey Eyes, I think. Yeah, that was the first show.
All names that I wasn't familiar with until you put them into tonight's playlist. So that's really exciting. And they sound great. Do you have a favorite act that you've pulled in?
Second to the upstairs district, I'd say National Park Service from Minnesota, from Minneapolis. They're a 9-piece band, and I just remember when I was doing sound for them, they were sound checking their song Dizzy, and like when the first like few piano notes came on or keyboard notes came on, I was like, yeah, this is it. And that song was like my number one last year, I think. And they were just so sweet and so nice and so cool.
Awesome. Yeah. No, I mean, it sounds, yeah, it's, I enjoyed that song. I enjoyed all of them. You know, it's, you guys pull in some really talented acts. How do you tend to find those acts?
Well, the first show was just people that we know. Guillaume, one of the first acts, is another close friend of mine. Singer-songwriter type, indie rock guy. And then Date Night and Honey Eyes, we had they were Berkeley bands, and we had the people living at the old Wonderland at the time really brought in brought them in, and you know, after that, word got out that we were doing basement shows, and yeah, we put up a Google form, and bands, like, the applications just came flooding in. Like, it was hard to keep up with at first, and it still kind of is, but yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's nice that it's busy, and Boston really does have a pretty incredible local music scene. What's been your take on it? Are there any, like, other than your venue, of course, are there any other venues that you like to go to?
Yeah, there definitely are a bunch of venues out there. I personally have not had the time to go to other venues, mostly because I'm either at, or I was either at my own, or just, you know, busy with schoolwork. But there are a bunch out there, and yeah, and they're all run by great people, and it's just great seeing such a large community and seeing how many people they can bring together.
Has it been a struggle to try and balance, you know, the rest of your life with running Wonderland?
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised how well I've done, to be honest. Because I remember throwing like Friday, Saturday, almost like back to back every week, and then I'd have like, you know, 2 days to write a 10-page paper, but I'd still do it.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm doing fine in school, and it's my last semester, so I think I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah. No, I mean, it sounds like it, and I mean, you know, it's when you have something going like that, it can be hard to kind of step away from it sometimes, even if there are other parts of your life calling to you. Would you say that trying to strike that balance is one of the hardest parts? Is there anything else that stands out as a challenge?
I honestly kind of like just fell into the flow of schoolwork and Wonderland. But yeah, I'd say probably the school life balance was definitely the hardest part. And second to maybe like just finding acts that were, you know, not repeats and representative of the greater community that makes up the DIY scene, and making sure we get, you know, the right voices and the right bands down there.
For sure. So tell me a little bit of, I mean, a lot of the times when I have a band on, I'll ask them what genre they are. Does Wonder, other than DIY, does Wonderland have a genre? What kind of acts do you usually have?
I'd say we're genreless, yeah. We've booked so many different genres of music, from crazy like noise rock bands to singer-songwriters to indie rock to, you know, hip-hop, or, you know, raves, DJs, all the above. Like, we're anything.
Awesome. Yeah. No, it's very cool. So why don't we take a little break and listen to that first group that you had, the Upstairs District, at your first event?
Sounds good to me.
All right. That was just the Upstairs District with In Color. And so that was a very new song. That song came out December 29th of 2023, so just over a month ago. And as I understand it, you said that they were going through a little bit of a personnel change at the moment?
Yeah, so they're just seeing, you know, what works best for them as a band in the future. But they're in the middle of working on releasing their first, like, full album. Mm-hmm. So they're releasing it two singles at a time. So In Color, that you just listened to, was part three, along with Soft. And there have been, you know, part one and part two previously. But yeah.
Yeah. Do you play any instruments yourself?
I dabble in guitar and bass, emphasis mm-hmm. on dabble, but yeah.
Oh, I'm the same way. There's a reason why I'm on the radio and not on the radio.
For sure, yeah.
So I also wanted to ask, you know, there's got to be ups and downs to running a venue. Recently, there was an article released in the Boston Globe that drew a lot of attention to the scene. Do you want to touch on that and any of the consequences?
Sure. Like, where should I start? Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give a little bit of a background. I read the article, and it is basically they did an article sort of about another house venue, and that house venue was also a band, so they were sort of doing a bit of a self promo kind of thing. And then it was published in the Boston Globe, and the police sort of found out about it, and it just drew too much heat, as they say. Did all of that sound right to you?
Yeah, that's spot on.
So in that case, what happened next?
I mean, just reading the article, it was really just a shame, because in my humble opinion, it was a very poorly written article, and I don't think the individual who wrote it meant any harm by it. I just, you know, I looked into the other articles that they posted on the Globe, and the one they released and like cited in their own in the DIY article was about how Boston's nightlife was hostile to people under 21, and just hostile in general, like the lack of transportation, you know, bars closing early and stuff. And I just thought it was, you know, a little ironic that they would go on to write an article that completely like uprooted something that was supposed to be, you know, so special and sacred, and really just, you know, to put it like frankly, just ruined it for everyone for a while. And yeah, I mean, we're still seeing the consequences from that article, and we probably will continue to see those consequences, but we're still moving on, because it's not worth letting stuff like that get in the way of what really matters.
Yeah. And yeah, I think reading it, it really, that article about the hostile under 18, that was a separate article?
Yes. Yeah. Also written by that author.
Okay. Yeah. Because I didn't read that one, but it is interesting that they say that, because I've been noticing more, you know, like 18 plus shows. And yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter how old you are. Boston transit sucks.
Mm-hmm.
There's no easy way to get anywhere. But I don't know. You know, that's a shame. And it is true that the DIY scene really was a haven for everyone. So another thing that came out of that was, or at least one of the rumors that I heard, was that the police started just like monitoring the Instagram pages of the houses, and that's how they found out about all the shows and shut them down. Is that right? Do you know?
That is unknown to us. I personally, from experiences that we've had, after that article was released, do not think that's the case, but it could be. I know that that has happened in the past, though, in the Boston DIY scene, like a maybe like 7 or so years ago. Like, I think it happened twice in like 2017 and 2012. That's probably not 7, but I'm not a math major. Yeah, so like, I remember talking to this individual who's big in like the booking scene now for the Boston area. And they said that they were doing shows, and the police came to one of their shows and was like, all right, you know, we know what you're doing. Cut it out. Stop it. And they did, but not really. They stopped doing it at that location and moved somewhere else. And yeah, they kept doing shows. And then one night they went outside to smoke a cigarette on their porch and just swarmed by squad cars, was being read a list of like 22 white collar crime charges, and you know, like serious stuff, like, you know. And this is what the Boston police thinks is important right now, I guess.
Yeah,
you know, kids are dying of fentanyl overdoses in Boston every single day, and this is what, you know, this is what the police thinks is important, is ruining fun.
Yeah, especially fun when, I mean, I can see people being concerned. I mean, I was talking to my own parents about this, and they're like, well, you know, that's great and all, it seems like a really cool scene, but is it safe? And so I'll hand that question over to you. What do you do to make your venue safe?
We just have really attentive staff members who, you know, just scan the show for anything going wrong or anything that might feel off. You know, we always make sure to keep at least 16 doses of Narcan in our home. As well as, you know, first aid equipment, stuff like that, like easy access to water and other things. Again, like, there's only so much that we can do. Like, I won't use the term safe space because, in my opinion, you can't really ever guarantee that anywhere is a safe space. So the term that we use is safer space. So yeah, we definitely do our best to keep everything safe. Well, we've never had an issue. We've had situations that we've had to deal with that were, you know, either like someone, you know, got too hot, maybe fainted, you know, and just nursed back to health with water and, you know, space. So that, yeah, that's the extent of it.
Yeah, kind of like you would see at any venue, really.
Yeah.
And if anything, maybe you guys would pay a bit more attention because it is your home.
Mm-hmm.
How has it been, you know, having this venue in your own home?
It's been awesome, really. Like, it's so awesome to just, you know, have this space that's separate from everything else, you know. Like, if I go to Tavern in the Square, like, the vibes are not the same at all. Like, it's just so, it's so cool to see your home and to open up your home to so many beautiful people who just want to have a beautiful time. And then just doing that, it's just really simple and it's really awesome. It's a little messy the day afterwards, but we do our best to clean most of the time.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's stressful to clean a house without doing things like that. Has that ever led to any internal issues? And of course, if you don't want to, I'm sorry, I don't mean to pry. Like, any grievances on air.
Not this year. Not this year. Okay. We have a lovely cast of roommates who are all on board and just really make the place a home and very livable. Some do more than others, and we always try and, you know, take as much work off the back of others as we can. But yeah, it's everyone who lives with us is just so, so awesome. And I appreciate every single one of them.
That's good. So it sounds like everyone inside is on board. How do you deal with neighbors?
We've talked to a few of our neighbors. Some of our neighbors have joined us for the shows, which was so cool. But we have had complaints from a few neighbors, or actually just one neighbor, who's actually like said anything to us. But the biggest like concern, I think, for them is the amount of people that are on their street. I remember our first show at this year in September. There were so many people, and the basement was really hot. It was September, and the street was just crowded with people. It was crazy. Like so many. Like this, you know. It was distressing even to me. So I can only imagine being, you know, 60 years old in your nice Boston suburban neighborhood and looking out your window and seeing a bunch of, you know, young kids just having a great time.
Yeah, it must be awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the noise is one thing, but yeah, when you see people having fun and it makes you grumpy, that's a bad sign.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that the name of this next song speaks well to that. It's called I'd Understand If You Told Me. Cool. So let's listen to Bicycle Inn. Go for it.
Here are some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's not awesome, but good work doing our PSA. And So that last group was another. What's up?
I got no.
Got no audio. Yeah. Oh, that's no good. Are you plugged into this one? Is that?
There we go.
Okay. Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Happens. Yeah. So that was another group that you've had that bicycle in,
mm-hmm.
and how has interfacing with all of these artists been for you?
It's been really cool. We had Bicycle in a pretty long time ago, but they were so sweet to work with and really just super appreciative of the scene and playing at our house, and yeah, just a great time in general. In working with most Boston artists has just been, a breeze. Like, we've had no issues with any of the artists we've worked with. Like, and it's hard to not hard to believe, but everyone that we've, had play at Wonderland has just been so, so good. Like you wouldn't think that, out of the hundreds of bands that we played, there's not been one stinker, but they all kill it. And it's so awesome to watch that happen.
Yeah. And so how do you set up, sound, lights, all that? Is there someone in your house who's specifically on that? Do you bring audio engineers in from outside?
It's a mix. Mostly it's internal. Sometimes it's literally just me. So I'd be, setting up sound, setting up lights, and then running the mixing board for the entire night. And then sometimes we switch off. Thankfully, I have some good friends who do, audio and video work who help us out all the time. Shout out Goodway Studios. So it's a healthy mix, but sometimes it's just me. Sometimes we have outside help.
Yeah, and I think it's kind of important to, for those listening who might not have been to a basement venue, to kind of point out all of the different artists that come together for this. So you've obviously got the music act, and then you'll often have some kind of visuals. You might have a video DJ as well. When I went there last time, there was someone who had their little homemade zine in mm-hmm. the back that they were giving out. You'll have